This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilli, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We got a $100 gift card to give away today, Hugh, to Sunoco.
Sunoco.
And we're trying to give this away.
Give some gas away.
Hugh's clues. All right, you gave your first clue. Why don't you give a second clue before we go back to the phone lines for everyone? Because they need it. We're arguing about Bohm today. Talking about the BG thing. We're trying to also give away a gift card and celebrate a big Phillies win. Hugh, second clue today.
This second clue is a banger.
Okay.
Joe disrespected this toy. He laughed at me when I told him about this toy.
Well, I don't think I
felt some kind of way.
No, I didn't laugh. I called it something different than you called it.
He diminished it down to it.
And you diminished it. Yeah, that was not cool.
It wasn't meant in a malicious way.
He did call it what it was.
Yeah.
You just got offended.
No.
Because
you were a little sensitive.
Because you thought it was the hottest toy out there.
It was the hottest toy.
And then when I said it my way, you're like, well,
No, because you it was disrespectful.
You've been a little sensitive.
Yeah, this is sensitive, Douglas.
Couple days. I admit that. I own that. Yeah. Okay. I own that. You know, people not saying my name or I don't hear my name.
Yep.
I get real sensitive about that, though.
Even when they do say your name.
I mean, because I don't hear it. It's good thing y'all hear.
Yeah,
because I'd have acted a fool if not. But y'all said he did, so I was cool.
He did. All right, 215-592-9494. Are your calls on Alec Bohm? What should they do? Let's check in on our Twitter poll. I'm curious. Actually, sometimes I can guess before the show, Hugh, where the Twitter poll is going to go.
Yes.
Like what people might vote for depending on just the temperature of the room. I have no idea. So the three options today for Alec Bohm, drop him in the order, which is what I would do. Do nothing, which is what Do Nothing Douglas over here would do. Or the big one, bench him, which is
bench
what Kyle
him.
Wants to do. Our Twitter question today. Let's check out where everyone is on this today. So far, about an hour and a half into the show, we have, it's kind of split. 46% are with me. Drop him in the lineup. 33% with Kyle. Bench him. 21% on nothing.
Standing pat.
I mean, you're losing the poll.
This is not my shining day.
It's a loss for you.
You're getting smoked.
Long talking is not working. It's my favorite today.
Well, I think people are tired of Bohm. I think they're,
well, I think
they're voting against Bohm more than just voting against
it's
you.
It's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But it's still a little early. I feel like it's premature.
Well, it's a sixth year in the major leagues.
I mean, you're talking about, I'm talking about in this season.
No, it is early in this season. But it's not early to get him out of the fourth spot.
I get it. Because people can't compartmentalize the fact that we're talking about this year. They're throwing the other five in there,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
as they should.
That's part of it. Yeah.
I mean,
if you see a pattern throughout 6 years of a guy's career, it's safe to say that this is not just an April.
I mean, and we've seen him. I mean, he was an all-star last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Go.
That was his first one. I mean, but
he
that,
was. But there are a lot of guys that make a baseball all-star team.
I don't give a shit.
Listen,
Michael Lorenzen made an all-star team.
I understand that.
Pat Neshek made an all-star team, and then he used to come after me on Twitter. Pat Neshek did not like me, and I didn't like Pat Neshek.
What'd you do to him?
Let's talk about that.
Well, I just said he
Is it because you were pro-Gabe?
Well, because I defended Gabe when Neshek was complaining.
Wait a minute. Was he sliding your DM talking greasy?
No, no. What he did was he used to like tweets that people were ripping
me. Oh, yeah. But he wouldn't say nothing to you personally.
Back when you could see people's likes. We need to bring that back.
I might be able to find it. He once liked a photo of me as a clown. Pat Neshek, the Phillies relief pitcher.
Okay, so yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Because he was a big baby. Gabe wanted to warm him up, but he said he was pitched last night. Like, get in the game, man.
I got to say, I love the Jaleel clown
picks. They're great.
I have one saved in my phone.
I find it fascinating how we as Philly fans don't understand that the athletes from back in the day aren't they're not the same ones anymore. You very rarely find those guys anymore.
So you're saying they're soft now?
If that's the words you choose to use.
Well, how would you describe it? Softer? Not as tough?
I look at it like it's not about
soft.
I don't look at it as being tough. I look at it as we're in a different era where, and this is going to sound real soft to me to say, but feelings matter.
Oh my. You are out of control.
I am trying to tell you.
Get this guy off my show.
Listen to what I'm saying.
What happened to you?
What you mean? I grew up in an era where you compartmentalized your feelings and you kept moving. That's what we did. And to this day, we still do that. These guys and gals, they don't do that. They're in touch with their I was about to say feminine side.
You're now towing the line here.
Yeah, I'm not so much the feminine side, but the psychological side of the pressure of being in sports. And in order, because this is what it is, this is a part of analytics. And in order to get the most out of these guys, you got to figure out what makes
Just call them babies. That's what they are.
But that's a derogatory term. When you're talking about the day and age that with the athletes that you're dealing
while
with
while we're playing amateur psychologists here on the show, I do think part
of
this.
Amateur? I'm not going to tell you.
Nope.
Yeah,
but I know people.
I do think part of it is that the criticism never stops. These guys, just like everyone else, are on their phone all the time, right? Like it's not like
and they see it.
They see it, right? And they pretend they don't. And maybe some guys are better than others at ignoring it. But I don't know how Alec Bohm handles all of this. But he's in his head. That is obvious to me, and I need him dropped in the order starting tonight. Let's talk to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Hey, man, you got to bench him. But if you bench, he's done. He's done. I think he's cooked. He don't have the mental that if you benched him, he's going to come back, you know, to show everybody. And if you drop him in a lineup, that's going to mess with his mental too. I think he's so close to Ben Simmons, like you said, Joe, right now with the mental, that I don't think there's anything that we can do. If you just leave him alone and he struggles, you're going to lose him. So I really don't think there's nothing that we can do for him.
Well,
right
and then leave him alone. The reason I can't leave him alone is because he's hurting the team.
Yeah,
right?
You got to figure that out. I think
he'll hurt the team less batting eighth than fourth.
I think there's some common ground to be had here. But the floor is yours, Jay. But I think there's common ground.
So he's not being of value. You know, he's not hitting. He's not he now has an error that he normally wouldn't have. And he's not a good clubhouse guy. You're bringing no value to this team at all. Your team, the best pitcher on the club that his favorite player to watch is a guy who's playing platoon with you right now who's outplayed. So that says a lot, man. That says a lot. And nobody else stepped up after they heard that and said, oh, that's my guy, spoke about him. They heard that and it's quiet.
Because so, they might feel the same, Jay. They might feel the same way. I mean,
exactly.
Jay, not to cut you off, but here's where I think that there's some redeeming qualities. Because everything that you just said, I understand how Alec might take it. I look at that like this, and this is how you should look at it. If they're praising him, then I have to start doing stuff so I can get my praise. Sure. I can get my accolades. I got to get my flowers. And the only way that I do that.
You're from a different generation. We would see different. We don't even see like we would see different. You would feel different.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't think like that.
Yeah, he don't. He don't. But that's what I'm saying, Jay. You have to figure out how to get him to see it that way. Because that to me is a challenge. Oh, you like him better than me? Okay, I'll show you. Yeah. That's a challenge.
I wonder how much longer they can wait to do this, though. Like, how much rope do you give him? Right, how much rope do you give him, Hugh? Like, so you want to leave it alone tonight? He bats fourth or third tonight. How much rope are we giving this guy?
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We go to St. Louis this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I let him get a home-cooked meal.
So you're talking about another week or a weekend?
No, I didn't.
Weekend.
Listen.
So when they get back next week.
We got a three-game set against the Rams, the St. Louis Rams.
What year are you in? Wrong sport.
When I get to cooking, I'm going to be thinking about what's coming out of my mouth.
All right. They come home Monday to play the Giants. Monday the 14th against the Giants.
You better make some hay this weekend because you're like 0-10 in this series or something like that.
Struck out four times last night.
Yeah, so you better make some hay in this next series. I'm going to give you tonight, but the weekend is a given. Let me just say that right now for everybody that the weekend is a given.
You're worried about running into his family.
No, it's not. Joe, it's not that. What I'm hoping. Listen,
he's worried about mom.
Not running into his mom because you had to do what's best for the team. But what I'm hoping as a coach, because now I'm channeling my inner Topper here. Okay. I'm hoping that him being home helps him being around people that he knows, loves, and cares about him, helps get him out of that funk. And then I'm even going so far as thinking that maybe I'll have a talk with him about the slump that he's in. You know, hey, man, I know you're slumping and you da-da-da. We believe in you. Because sometimes you have to reaffirm a you got to reaffirm players and let them know that you believe in them.
Skip Douglas.
I'm just saying, man. See this is the problem with you people.
Hold on a second. It is 11:38.
this is the problem.
We have guests in here, and you're using you people.
You people are unwilling to adapt to the new style of athlete. You people don't want to do that.
We've been doing the bum thing for six years.
No, because like he stinks, and get him out of there. He's a bum. That dog don't hunt no more.
He is a bum.
See, Jay,
but not adapting to that.
Jay, who's still with us.
He has to adapt to the team.
Jay, this is the problem with you.
Oh, he's Jay's here.
He's too sensitive.
My bad, Jay.
he may put up numbers on a bad team, and it won't matter. But he's not built for this team and for this city and for what we need. He's just not. So guess what? You got to cut him loose. And the longer we keep him while he struggles, the less value that he has in a tree. So you got to get him out of here, though. But he's got to go. You said if he doesn't hit, he's batting 0-45 right now.
No, dog.
What does he have to bat? It's pretty bad.
No, listen, Jay.
0-35. That's the line. Jay, we get below 0-40. Pull the ball.
Jay, wait a minute. Hold up. Now y'all clowning. But Jay, listen. He's going home. He's going home this weekend, man. Let the man go home. Let him go home. Let him sleep in his high school bed.
He's gonna be tired from his mom cooking. He's gonna be tired from his mom cooking.
Few more weeks of this, we're gonna send him home for good.
He needs to be around people he don't care about. Him.
Yeah, talk him in with a warm glass of milk and read him a bedtime story.
I'm trying to get solutions to problems.
No, you're
calling. You know what? Jay's got an idea. We trade him to the Cardinals. We just leave him there. All the home cooked meals he wants. Jay, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues?
So
don't let me down, Jay. Do not let me down.
Look, I have no idea.
Real quick.
Imagine if your significant other spoke to you like Hughes Clues. Imagine if you walked in the house and she just came up to you and said, "I'm feeling an emotion," and turned around. Like, what is going on? He's Clues.
Hey, you know what, Jay? I mean, that's on you, because if she say I'm feeling some kind of way and she turn around, I already know what that means.
You're in trouble.
It's time to perform.
Oh, that's what you think?
Yeah, it's time to perform.
I thought she was mad. All right,
I like that D, baby.
If your wife comes up to you and say, you know how I'm feeling, who thinks anything else?
Well, it depends.
It's time to perform.
The tone.
Slather Vaseline on me. It don't care what the tone is, because the tone might be a little rough in your house.
All right, Jay, what do you got?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man. I have no idea. Super soaker.
All right.
That's not a bad guess.
You were convinced someone was getting this on the first try.
See, my OG, CJ, he got to be young, man. Because the OGs know what this toy was. The hottest toy on the block.
Hugh's going to feel
I recognize this toy.
Yeah, I remember.
I knew what it was.
Yeah, but he's going to
Somebody's out there right now.
He's going to feel old when the show's over.
Trying to call in because they know the answer. They just can't get through. Mm-hmm.
You're manifesting this now?
I believe in it. Okay. No, I believe it's the next person. Next person's going
to
get this.
All right, let's talk to Tony in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Tony, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling on Boom?
I'm feeling like, and I'm speaking from a management point of view. We need to, what do we have? 11 games into the season. We still have 151 games to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a player that was all-star caliber last year. I say we drop him down the lineup, and iron sharpens iron. Bringing in Sosa, bringing in other players to challenge him and motivate him, that would be the ideal way to go. I still have faith that he can regain his composure, his form. We just don't want to give up on him. You know, in management, the hardest thing to do is find a better replacement. Now, unless we have a better replacement in place, which we don't, we keep working on him, developing him, and have, you know, let's not bench him, drop him in the lineup, take the pressure off of him a little bit. I know he's a major league ball player and he's getting paid handsomely to perform, but it's too early in the season to just bench the guy, drop him in the lineup, and I guarantee you, I'm going to the game on Monday in San Francisco for the Giants,
mm-hmm,
rather,
mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping he's still in the lineup. I want to see him. I want to see him pull a Turner, like when Turner wasn't doing well and all of us.
Are you
going to
give him a standing ovation, Tony? Are you going to stand up, give him the ovation on Monday?
I'm willing to do whatever.
A one man standing out.
That's right.
I hope to see
you
in the crowd.
He's going to save the day. He's going to save Alec Boehm.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Tony, I'm with you. I keep him in the lineup tonight, but I drop him. He can't hit fourth. I mean, I think it's actually hurting him right now more than helping him. You would think fourth, he's in the middle of the order, guys are on base. But I think the pressure there, you could see it on his face. He's just, he's in his head.
You can see it in his body language.
Yeah, you can. Well, his body language is getting worse. Good. Yeah, it's not good. All right, Tony, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues? He's desperate for someone to win this thing. Desperate.
Hot in his, I'm 56. I'm gonna say Transformers.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah, so
they were hot.
Tony, good guess.
And they were more simple to transform back in our day. They hard as hell to transform now.
Have you
seen some of the
Transform?
The new ones?
No, I mean, I haven't played one lately.
They're so much more intricate than they were.
I used to struggle with those big time.
Well,
back in the day?
If you saw them now, you would truly struggle. Because it's so many different moving parts. Because they put the emphasis on the movie Transformers.
But are the kids struggling or are the grown ups struggling?
Well, I would probably say if you're one of the kids and you don't transform it a lot, because there's a lot of parts to it.
Mm.
It'd probably be hard to transform if you don't keep the instructions. Forgot them. For instructions. Yeah, instructions.
Oh, so they...
You forgot the word instructions?
Yes, I did. I was about to say the manual.
That would have worked.
Yeah, the manual. But manual you got to keep the manual because it's hard to...
They are hard
to transform. Forget you, Kyle. How about that?
Thomas in Broomall. Thomas, what's up?
How's it going? I'm not letting you down today. My Phillies point with Boehm, I'm kind of torn because I feel like you need to bench him for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bench him, he's not getting the workout in. So I could go either way with setting him down.
You mean at bats? Like he's not getting at bats if you're benching him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It would take him out of live reps. Yeah, you lose that for a few days.
A lot of the times he's on base. I mean, how many times has he left guys on base?
Well, like, he got the hit on opening day, right? The game-winning hit opening day, extra innings. I think he's 0 for his last 12 since then with runners in scoring position. It's atrocious.
Now, off topic, would you think, I'm going to give you a thing. So Whit Merrifield last year, right?
Yep.
And how long he lasted. Who lasts longer, Whit or Jordan?
Oh, Jordan Romano? Oh, that's a good question. Both similar contracts, too, like a one-year, $8 million kind of deal. That's an interesting.
Romano? I would probably say Romano.
So Witt lasted to what, July? They cut him in July, somewhere around there?
I believe so.
That's a good question. I think actually Romano could be out of here quicker.
You think so?
Yeah. If Painter comes up and Rager comes back,
well,
they could acquire pitchers here. And look, if he stinks, I mean, they also might put him on the IL. We never see him again. I mean, he stinks.
Your description of when he was out there pitching, you said he was struggling to throw 93.
And he was putting all he had. I mean, it was full effort. Max effort, 93, and Mookie Betts taking batting practice.
Of him out there sweating, just throwing as hard as he can. Not really.
I mean, there wasn't much difference between you and him throwing out there. We saw your first pitch. We saw yours. All right, Thomas, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
One last thing. Mm-hmm. Cody Clemens, could you put him at third? I know he played first a little bit last year.
He could, No, I think they did do it at one point last year. Now, I don't know how good defensively we'd be, but it is weird. Cody's on this roster, and it's like he has no place. They don't use him to pinch hit. He doesn't play for anyone. He's just kind of there. Thomas, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
So I think that I got this after the first clue.
Ooh.
It was easy clue, and it was hot. I'm going to say easy bake oven.
That's actually – this is – I think he put things together. Now, I didn't picture you as an easy bake oven guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I can see it.
Thomas, you picture me cooking little cakes and stuff in easy bake oven? That's what you picture me doing?
Well, it had the name.
In the streets of Mansfield, Ohio.
The man I know today.
In the streets of Mansfield, Ohio. I'm baking cakes. That's what I'm doing? Yep.
You kind of cooked
it. Hey, it was a hot thing.
He took your clue literally.
Hey, Thomas, I appreciate you thinking outside the box, but no, that's not it.
I got to say, this is a big L for you so far.
It's not. You
peacocked in here thinking, they're going to get this on the first clue, first try.
It, man,
you guessed the first caller would get it.
I did guess that. Now, I mean, what, 5, 6 callers
it's
in?
It's noon almost. This is a tough one for you. All right, let's go to David Mount Airy wants to leave Boehm in St. Louis. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
Dave, what's up, buddy?
I definitely want to leave Boehm in St. Louis. I think, you know, if you even ignore his start this year, very soon we're going to have the question of whether we want to sign Boehm to a long-term contract because he's coming up on the end of his rookie stuff, and so he's going to be a free agent, and we're going to have to make a decision on him, and there's no way we're going to sign him for a long-term deal in Philly. So let's cut bait now and leave him in St. Louis. Maybe I know St. Louis doesn't want the Arenado contract. We could pick up that contract, have a legit third baseman that for the rest of the year. And we have Aiden Miller in the minor leagues who can play third base in a year or two. So I think the sooner we make that move, get rid of Boehm, bring somebody in who can play third base. Cody Clemens is fine, but not the answer. I think the sooner the better. So I would love to see us leave Boehm in St. Louis and bring back Arenado.
You know, it's ironic, Dave, because during the offseason, when I was thinking through the potential Bohm, this, you know, destinations if they did trade him, that one came up. Like the, because Arenado, they tried to trade him and he blocked because he had no trade clause. But I did see Philadelphia is, I think Arenado has like six teams, Hugh, he'd be willing to go to. Like he'd accept a trade. The Phillies are one of those teams. So, Dave, I don't know if that happens tomorrow, but by the time we get to the trade deadline, I think that's, you might be onto something there, Dave. There could be something there because the Cardinals aren't going anywhere. And I could see them moving him this trade deadline. No question. Dave, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, I think it's early. It's early for a trade. Now, would the Phillies trade Bohm? Yeah, they try to trade him in the offseason. But I think it's early to get someone else to take him right now.
Yeah,
that's what makes it complicated because what do you do with him until the trade deadline?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, if you're really done with him, it's not going to do you any good to trade him now because he's not hitting great. You're not going to get a whole lot for him.
Yeah, you want to rebuild the value.
You want to try to do that. So it's nothing's going to happen this soon. But to your point, I give him to this weekend, and then you have to start doing things a little different. Because Topper, the one thing Topper has done this year so far, he's not waiting a long time to pull the trigger on certain moves that need to be made with this team.
Yeah, so the idea of benching him, which a lot of people want to do, Kyle wants to do, like, is that a day? Is that 2 days? Is it 3 days? Because they did this, they sat him down Sunday, right? Like, this has already happened.
For a couple days.
Right, they sat him down Sunday. They had the off day Monday, and they came back and played Tuesday, and he hasn't responded from that. So, like, when people say bench him, is that for tonight, and then he's back in the lineup tomorrow? Or is this an extended thing? Because the whole objective, and you've been saying this, we got to get something to click, something to work. I don't know if he's going to respond from a real benching. If he doesn't play for 3 or 4 days, you might lose him forever.
Yeah, you have to figure out how you can get the most out of him. And I think that's, to be honest, that's a conversation. How you feeling? Where are you in your headspace? You know, last night you looked a little frustrated at your last at bat.
Mm.
You know, I mean, is there anything you want to talk about? And take it from there. Because this at this point, I feel like it's mental. Because this, you said it last week, you didn't, or Kyle, one of you guys, you didn't like his body language.
Yeah.
It was something that wasn't as noticeable to me before as it was last night. Last night, it was more demonstrative. He was more animated when he struck out last night.
I know I'm being kind of facetious when I say this. Sometimes it feels like he's going to cry. He looks like, you know, you ever see someone that looks like they're about to cry? He looks like that sometimes. And yeah. I don't know if he's actually ever going to do that, but he just has that, like he's wearing it. It's on his face. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. What to do with Alec Bohm? Drop him in the order, which is what I would do. Leave him where he is. Hugh wants to let this ride or bench him outright. Where do you come down on this? And the Brandon Graham situation. He spoke about Howie and his conversation. Brandon said he's about 90% retired. He talked about Howie saying this is the fairy tale ending. I'm conflicted because it feels to me like Brandon wanted to play and Howie nudged him towards retirement. Hugh says, hey, Brandon, accept it. It's time to go. 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hugh's clues here, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Your guesses, why don't you tell everyone as they think on this in the next few minutes, the two clues you've given out so far. Let people stew on them for a second here.
This was the hottest toy on the block when I was growing up.
Okay.
And Joe disrespected this toy. He laughed.
Well,
he
no, I just said, I called it something different, which
you got offended.
You got offended.
Because
you explained that, I was like, oh, it's this, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's
but that's not what it was.
But it is.
It is not.
Okay.
It's not.
When we get to the answer, everyone will realize I wasn't being disrespectful.
Yeah,
I was just I was calling it what it is. 215
in your feelings.
592-9494.
I'm not disputing that.
Plus, we'll get to a couple things with the pitching. Someone who is gaining trust and some who are losing it. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Ooh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.